Hebrews chapter 11. Everybody knows this is the great faith chapter, the great hall of faith, but I'm going to skip down and read verses 8 through 12. You sure can. Come on. That's right. That's right. He's waiting. He's just waiting. Amen? That's so true. If we'll keep our end of the deal, he will do his part. Hebrews 11, verse 8. By faith, everybody say by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, everybody say inheritance. He obeyed. I know I'm having you repeat a lot of words, but I want you to get it into your heart. Say, he obeyed. Amen. He obeyed and he went out, not knowing where he was going. He didn't know where he went. By faith, everybody say by faith. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. Oh, you gotta wrap your mind around that. The promise of God. Amen. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Ooh, I'm going to tell you something. Sister Frances, you don't know how timely that word was this morning, but I'm going to tell you something. The Lord has spoke something to me that I know, and I know this word is for our church, and I know this. But I'm going to tell you right now that the Lord has said that the faith that he gave to Abraham and Sarah is the faith that he's putting in me and my spouse. And we are coming together in this thing, and we're going to agree. God is, and I'm not boasting, I'm not patting myself on the back, but I'm going to tell you something. We have sold ourselves out, Sister Judy, and we are here, and we are saying, God, we want to see the supernatural and the faith that Abraham had. And Sarah, notice it combines Sarah, his wife, with him. You know, oftentimes we laugh at what God speaks, and we say that can't happen, just like Abraham and Sarah. But something, great faith rose up in Abraham, and I'm telling you, great faith is rising up in me, and there's things stirring right now. Y'all got to help me. Y'all got to pray for me. I'm getting excited. I got to slow down, I know, but there's great faith rising up in me, and I'm going to believe God for the impossible. What is impossible with man is possible with God. There's things that man can't change. There's circumstances that we can't change, but when we come to the end of ourselves, that's where we get at the beginning of God. And when we allow God to take over, things will change in our life. Amen? How many's ready for it? Let's pray. Stretch your hands this way and pray for your pastor this morning. That's words burning in my spirit. Oh God, we've heard your voice, Lord. God, we are just a vessel delivering a word to your people this morning. We believe by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the anointing that you've added your blessing to the word, and it's going to speak to us. It's going to change us. It's going to cause something to rise up in us. We're not just going to be people attending a church service. We're going to be believers who has faith that you're going to fulfill what you promised, and we're going to see it come to pass. We're going to begin to speak it into existence. By the power of your word, we believe it, and we honor you for it, and we praise you for it. It's in Jesus' name, and the church says, amen. Now, we've been teaching and preaching to you about kingdom people. And you know, and I don't know, but every time they sing a song, and Jill, you sang that song this morning, and y'all see it just jumps out off the screen up there. His kingdom has no end. Y'all remember that line in the song this morning? Your kingdom has no end. God's kingdom, you know, Jesus came here and he brought the kingdom of heaven with him. The incarnation of God. He came here and He brought the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven came to this world. Now, we are to be kingdom people and we're to walk in dominion, right? And that's you know, we've been preaching that. We've been teaching that we are to walk in dominion. We are to subdue. Amen? Now, how do we do that? It's a faith walk. I said it's a faith walk. The problem is some of us, you know, we know that it's by faith that we are saved. We believe and we are saved. By faith, we are saved, right? But your faith is not supposed to end there. As you grow in Christ, and as you grow in the kingdom, your faith should continue to increase. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. It's time to take the limits off of God. God has not lost any power. The same God that said, "Let there be light," is still on the throne today. He is still there. And He is still able. And I'm going to take it a step further. He is still waiting. He's waiting for a people that will say, "God, I'll come into agreement with what Your plan is. I come into agreement with what Your Word says. And I'm going to speak what Your Word says. I'm going to speak what You speak. I want to go where You go. You know, I want to have the passion that You have." We were coming across the bridge, coming to this church today, and I saw a couple people walking across that bridge. And my heart just went out to You. I said, "Jesus, I know what You would think and what You would say. If You saw those people, Your heart would be drawn to them. Let us have a heart and a passion for lost souls. Let us begin to think like You think. Let us listen to what You say and do what You do." Oh, hallelujah. Y'all gotta help me. You gotta get this word this morning. I'm gonna try to slow down here. There's so much in me I can't get it all out. 2 Corinthians 4:18. The Bible says, "We look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen." Look here. "For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Amen? Now, I know this verse is used in reference to eternity and make it to heaven, but I'm going to tell you something. Eternity is now. Some people, I told you, some people are just going to try to limp into the heaven. And, you know, by God's goodness and mercy and His grace, you'll make it. But eternity starts, you know, it's not like, folks, I'm going to tell you something. The kingdom is now. I know I'm pushing that a lot, but listen, you got to wrap your minds around. We're not waiting for Jesus to come back and then eternity start. Amen. Eternity is now. This is part of eternity. Oh, y'all got to get that. We're living in eternity. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so, what are you saying, Pastor? It's time for us to stop looking at the things which are seen. The problems that we see with our eyes, the circumstances. Don't get caught up on the things you can see, your difficulties that you're facing, and all of these things that are happening in the world today. Look at the things which are not seen. The things which are not seen are already here. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit back, and He's living and He's brooding, and I can sense Him. He is right here. He is here. He is here. Are you seeing this? We got to get our eyes on the unseen. And the unseen is that what's happening in the spirit realm and the spirit world. Folks, we got to get past the physical. And our faith has to arise up to have faith, Jeff, to believe that there's things going on right around us. We know that the enemy's at work. And I'm way ahead of myself. We know that the enemy's at work. But I'm going to tell you something. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And the Lord is at work. I said, the Lord is at work. And He wants to do a great work. And I see a people that's rising up. Rise, O church, awake, O sleeper, and allow this. Oh, you gotta release the Spirit of the Lord to do what He wants to do. The Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Let our faith arise. Let us start to see in the spiritual and not just in the physical. Woo! Oh, somebody needs to give Him praise this morning. That's how we become kingdom people. That's how we become kingdom people. Amen. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Let's look at this. This goes beyond just taking your problem. I want you to see this. This goes beyond just taking your problems into God's realm. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. This goes beyond just going into and bringing your problems. And I know we need to come to God and acknowledge our need for Him. This is bringing the presence of God in the person of the Holy Spirit into your world. Oh, it's, you know, we come into the church building on Sunday, and we bring our problems and our things we're facing, and there's nothing wrong with that, into the house of God. The problem, oftentimes we come into a powerful, anointed church service. I wrote this stuff down, and I just felt the Lord just moving my pen as I was writing. Lord woke me up. It seems like He's doing that a lot lately. At 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, He just wakes me up, and things just start flowing through, and I just can't sleep. Amen. There's no sleep, and the Lord is speaking to me. The problem, oftentimes, is we come into a powerful, anointed church service. We get in God's presence, and just for a moment, we're okay, but we pick back up where we left off. But God is saying, walk in the unseen every day of your life. Worship is not just what we do on Sunday mornings for 45 minutes while the worship team sings. This is a celebration of Jesus and a time for us to come together and offer up corporate praise and set an atmosphere for God to come down and do great things in our midst. Amen. This part here is for the captives to be set free. But I'm telling you, God wants a personal relationship with you. He wants to come into your life and be a part of your life every day of your life. He wants to be a part of your job. He wants to be a part of your family and your home and everything that you do. He wants to ride in your car with you. He's there, but He wants you to acknowledge that He's there and let faith arise in your heart and see in the spirit realm. And then, you know what? When you say, Pastor, I'm having a little bit of trouble being a kingdom person. I'm having a little problem being kingdom oriented. I'm having a problem taking dominion over these things. When you let faith arise in your heart and you see how big God is and you see how powerful His presence is, that faith will cause you to start walking in dominion, because when you get a glimpse of Him, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm going to tell you, folks, when you get a taste of the presence and Spirit of God, nothing else will suffice. Nothing else will do, and it'll cause you to want more. Thank you, brother. I don't like that rope. I'm going to say it again. This goes beyond just taking your problems into God's realm. This is bringing the presence of God in the person of the Holy Spirit into your world. Amen? Now, how do we change that? It's a faith walk. We have to become totally dependent upon God and believe that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Amen? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When we start to believe the power of His Word, we then start to use the Word of His power. Did you hear that? I said, when we start to believe, I'm about to come unglued. You know why? Because this is rising up in me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to believe the power of His Word. And when I begin to believe the power of His Word, I'm going to see Him operate in the Word. And I'm going to operate myself in the Word of His power. Folks, it's time for us. Listen, this is not just a, you know what? Don't get mad at me. Don't get wrong. Don't take me wrong. I know we have to read these scriptures. It's the Logos, the Word of God. But what happens sometimes, you have to read it to get it. But what happens sometimes, you know, if we're not careful, we'll worship the Bible. Oh, don't get mad at me now. But what needs to happen is what's written in these pages, folks. This was written down as the prophets of old wrote, as God instructed them, and they wrote down what God placed inside of them. But listen, it's time for us to get this word down in our hearts. Amen. You know what? You know what problem is? Sometimes something arises up in us, and we have to go run and get out the Bible, and we have to proofread. Proof texting is what I call it. And I'm not. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's time for you to get it inside of you, and not just run around trying to find a word or to hear a word, but to have a word in you, a powerful word that says, "I will stand against this in the name of Jesus, and I will rise up, my faith will arise, and I'm going to overcome. I'm going to walk in dominion. I'm going to walk in the kingdom because the word is in my heart." Woo! Oh, glory. I don't know if y'all are getting anything this or not, but I know I am. We need his word. I had a dream last night. And I think this is probably an appropriate time to share it with you. But in this dream, I was walking through this hallway. And I was on my way to, there was this blinding light on the other end of this hallway. And it was so vivid. And I thought, I gotta get to that light. Because I knew in that light, there was something so powerful that if anybody walked into that light, that it was going to change them. Amen? And as I was walking through this hallway, I ran up on five dogs together. And I had the word of the Lord in my hand. And I started to speak the word, and I held it out in front of me, and I started to speak the word, and four of these dogs fled immediately. And another one was on top of this doghouse, and he was on a chain. And at first, the dog just looked at me, and I thought, the dog's not going to bother me. But then right at the last moment, he came against me and was going to try to bite me. And I began to speak the word. This dog was coming at me to attack me. And I began to speak the word. And as I spoke the word, the more I spoke the word, the weaker the dog got. And I watched him just continually go down into the ground till I was able to run past him. Amen. And to get to this other side to where I could rejoice in the presence of the Lord. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If we'll use the word of God against the enemy, amen, it'll cause powerful things to happen in our life. I woke up, and here's what the Lord told me. I laid there and I said, "Lord, what is that? What is that?" And as I laid there on my bed, as I said before, sleep was out of the question. And immediately that scripture came to me, where Goliath looked at David, and he said, "Am I a dog?" He said, "Am I a dog?" And David said, "You come against me with a spear and a sword, but I come against you in the name of the army, the Lord of hosts and the armies of Israel." Amen. And you know what? Goliath had four brothers. Woo, there's power. I said, there's power in the word of God. If let faith arise in your, this is not, faith has to arise in what's coming in your spirit. You have to believe that you can walk in dominion. You have to believe that you're a king. You have to believe that a supernatural occurrence is getting ready to happen in Bell County, Kentucky. Amen. Like never. And it's not about a name. It's not about a church. It's about a move of God.